Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. How big of an impact could artificial intelligence have on our society and our faith? So much that St. Louis University's Catholic Studies program is looking at how generative AI intersects with the social teaching of the church. Gregory Beabout is organizing what's being called the Pope Leo series and joins us now. Good morning, Gregory. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning.
So how does this topic tie in with the name chosen by the new pope?
Yeah, well, the last time we had a Pope Leo was in the 19th century during the period of the Industrial Revolution. And so the new pope, when he took the name, that signaled, and he even said explicitly, that he saw our time as similar to that earlier period of the Industrial Revolution. At that time, the economy changed from the old agricultural economy to a modern industrial economy. And there were changes in politics, to the modern debates between capitalism and socialism. And Pope Leo spoke out boldly in his famous 1891 encyclical Rerum Novarum on the condition of the working class. And so the new pope, in choosing the name Leo, indicated that the church is going to address these new transformative technologies, generative AI, especially with the same courage and clarity of the most recent Pope Leo, Leo XIII.
I don't know about you, but I know for me, as I try to follow the advancements in AI, it just seems like it is moving so much more quickly than anything else we have ever seen in our society. How do you feel about it?
Well, here's what they say. Whatever version of AI you're using now is going to be the worst version you'll ever use. Like next week, it's better. And the week after that, it's better. It's moving very fast. That's correct. I agree totally with that. Like when we just began hearing about it a couple years ago, and then the first time you ever saw anything on ChatGPT, the first time it was suggested to me I should take one of my assignments and plug it into ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to write an essay the way a student would, I was just blown away. It was like, whoa, I got an A essay, and then you press the button again, and it does it again, a different essay, and again, a different essay. And now it's it's better than it was last month, last year. No, the changes are fast. That's right.
Obviously, it's something that our lawmakers are not going to be able to keep up with it when it comes to regulating these technologies. So, you know, does this then fall to social groups, social constructs, and faith communities to try to police what's happening in this realm?
Well, yeah, think of the main different parts of a society, the market sphere, the economic sphere, and certainly there's billions, even trillions of dollars that are going into artificial intelligence. And then think of the political sphere, and that's the normal debate, you know, back and forth between, are we going to get a market-based solution? Are we going to get government regulation? But of course, in the area of civil society, that's what really shapes our lives and our families and our communities and our neighborhoods. And the church, especially the Vatican, you know, it's a different kind of voice. It's a worldwide community, a faith community that's been looking at this already for years. And now the new pope is really making this priority number one.
How could AI challenge what we feel we know about truth?
Well, obviously, we're in a, you know, kind of a new social situation where the old, you know, think of how it was at the end of the last century, where you'd have, you know, this emphasis on science as the key to truth. Now a lot of people call into question whether science is really true. So, yeah, even before AI, just the new, you know, everything going digital, our phones and everything, and you get this sense that, well, that's true for you. So the culture has shifted on that, and but AI, I think, is bringing those questions to the fore. The church has always had an interest in these questions of truth, and so it's a, you know, a central concern for us.
You're hearing Gregory Beabout. He's with St. Louis University's Catholic Studies program. For this Pope Leo series that you have organized, give our listeners a sense of all the areas that you are going to be looking at over the coming months.
Well, last month, we're having one panel per month. So in August, right before Labor Day, we had a panel on AI and its impact on the world of work. And then just yesterday, we had a panel on AI and its impact on education, the pursuit of truth. Next month, AI and its impact on healthcare. And then the month after that, AI and its impact on care for our common home. And then next semester, we're going to be looking at a whole range of other issues, warfare and the prospects for global peace, surveillance and misinformation, AI and its impact on how we relate to God, AI and its impact on society and human relationships. So a really wide range of topics covered one per month at these different panels.
You know, that is one of the areas that I find myself concerned about is how AI could impact those human relationships. So I guess that's why it's so important that you're meeting together in panels and inviting the public in every month.
Yeah, our last panel in August, we had, faculty and students from a really wide range of disciplines: philosophy, economics, organizational industrial psychology, computer science, physical therapy, finance. Now, it's not common at a university for people with all those specializations to get together to have read a document by the Vatican raising questions about all of those disciplines and then getting together and talking about those things. So that's what we did last month. And then yesterday, the panel that we had was on education. And again, we had a very wide range of people. We had the president of the university. We've got a new president at SLU. A new dean of the business school is there. The student government president, a person from education, from history, from Catholic studies. So we've got faculty, administrators, students from a lot of different areas all looking at this topic.
Again, these panel discussions are free and open to the public. The next one is Monday, October 6th at 3:15 in SLU's Catholic Studies Center. Gregory, thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us more about it.
Thanks much.
That is Gregory Beabout, conference organizer for the Pope Leo series at St. Louis University.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.